This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Madhuda Solly, Principal Analyst at NHS Improvement. She was also Alpha Healthcare Analyst of the Year in 2017. Madhuda, we're here at Inspire Europe, the Alteryx European Conference. What do you hope to get out of this conference?
For me, there are so many things you can take from these events. There are a few things which I think everybody who is in the technology world should try to come and attend these events. There are a few things for me, like you learn from others. There's an opportunity to network. So I think which is one of the really great opportunity where people from all across the world come together and then share knowledge on a certain topic or a technology platform. Another thing for me is the content. So there are so many things that are discussed. They come from a lot of experience. So people have had those issues and how they resolve those issues that really make up a very good content for you to take back to your organization. Linking it to comes next is sharing. We have few representatives from my organization who are representing NHS Improvement today. We are all attending the event. We are learning different things together, but what we are taking back with us is that knowledge. So we're going to spread it across to other analysts in the organization, what we have learned and how we can also use some best practices and some learnings, how people have resolved their issues at enterprise level. I think that is something for me is one of the best things that happens when you attend these events.
Can you feedback anything that you've learned already? I know it's early in the conference from listening to the enterprise people there.
I really like the speech from keynote speaker. I think there's so many things he talked about, technology and data, having the importance of CTO. Those are the very important messages all organizations should really learn from. Also, self-service analytics is one of the things that we are trying to do in our organization where analysts are self-sustained and not dependent on others to give them information, which is very key in healthcare. You can't go beyond doing any analysis without having the right data, right information in hand. I'm really looking forward to attend a lot of events after this interview. Also tomorrow, I'm speaking how we have transformed our analytics in NHSI.
You mentioned you're talking tomorrow, but what can enterprises learn from the NHS and the NHS improvement and the analyst work you're doing there?
I'm going to start here by telling you how our journey started. I think that will give you some idea what people can learn from our journey. We were a very small team of three analysts in the central analytics department when we did not have the right tools and technology to work from. We were having huge demand of doing analytics and providing the information to all the providers across England. We needed something that will speed up our work, that will make us independent in what we want to do without going to the technology and data or BI people do stuff for us. So something that is easy, fast. That is one keyword we use in analytics. You should be really fast and quick responding to the decision-making processes because that's why we needed that right now. It should be timely. We started to explore Alteryx at that time. Looking at that time, and I compare 3 years back when I had started at NHS Improvement, and now entire organization is using Alteryx to do the stuff themselves. I can really say that there is a lot to learn in terms of, and it's also embracing change. The technology world is changing all the time. So you need to really keep up to the change that is evolving and it's happening around you and be part of it.
One of the things is enterprises look at tools and they're always worried there's a massive cost associated with tools. And obviously NHS is very hot on costs as well at the moment. Have you established an ROI for Alteryx?
Yes, because we have compared the amount of external dependency we used to have in terms of doing data preparation activities for us before we used to have tool like Alteryx. Now, it gives us two benefits. It gives us the cost benefit by not depending on that third party for doing that stuff for us. And also, it gives everybody the flexibility of doing their own analysis themselves. We have achieved return on investment by using Alteryx platform.
Do you know how quick that was?
The process would really say it took us a good 2 years to slowly evolve from just we have tested the approach. We have not just got the license. We knew where we are spending money, why we want to spend money. We did a lot of proof of concepts work piece before buying Alteryx at an enterprise level.
And that worked. You won an award recently. Congratulations. for the work on the system economics dashboard. What did that deliver and what benefits did the NHS gain from it?
This started almost a year and a half ago. This work was commissioned by NHS Improvement Strategy Directorate, economics team. There was a real need of having an analytical system in place which gives you a high-level view of the NHS performance in total. When I say NHS performance, there are various factors that goes into finding out what is causing, why it is causing, and what is happening behind the scenes. There is a lot of data that tells you that story. There was a need to look at that picture at a glance for all years of activity data, the workforce cost data, and the productivity to see how productive NHS is, how productive the system is doing. We acquired a lot of data. This was for the entire system, I would say, which is entire England level data, which is comprising of all the providers, all the hospitals in England, and their workforce cost. How much is the workforce that it's costing to run the system? And what is the productivity we are getting in the end? I think that was the overall idea. I would not say that was very straightforward task to do. First of all, the data is not simple to acquire. If you're looking at NHS data, it is quite complex. We looked at elective data, non-elective data, A&E data, and also outpatients data. All the data sets were collected for many years. We did not look at just the data point in time. The data, how the activity trend has been changing. Is it increasing? It is dropping? How the workforce input cost is increasing as compared to activity? Only then you would know if the system is really productive or do we need to make any intervention to make it work for the system. I won this award, I think, for a few reasons here, because there was nothing in place before we built this system. Also because the benefits it delivered was the users could quickly slice and dice the data interactively through the dashboard. You click and select your own provider. You see how the system for your providers is performing. How is your workforce cost and how is your activity as compared to the workforce? You could also do benchmarking. You can do benchmarking for the regions, like South versus North region. You can also do the trust versus trust. You could also do the sector-wise comparison, whether acute trust and another acute trust, how they are performing. There was size as well, whether it's a medium trust or it's a large trust. You could compare all the different variables for benchmarking in the tool.
You wouldn't have been able to do that prior to implementing Alteryx, one assumes.
There was no system in place. We were using massive spreadsheets. Excel is everybody's friend. You can't really avoid Excel. People were using Excel in the organization to come up with solutions which are so heavily based on the data, but Excel can crash after a certain number of records. You can't have the hospital activity number of records which are at a patient level in a spreadsheet and perform this big analysis on it.
Data security is obviously important. I assume you used Alteryx on-premise rather than cloud-based solution. How did you manage that?
I totally agree. We work in a defined information governance model in our organization. This is security at the data level as well and the security at the analysis level as well. Not every analysis is available to everybody. There are things that just stays for the senior stakeholders to make informed decisions. And then when relevant, they can be shared with the providers as well. As we go forward, the aim is that we share more and more analysis and systems like this one with our providers as well, so that they can see what the data is telling us, why we are making some decisions.
I understand you're also working on some A&E analysis as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The A&E really is a national issue. Why are patients waiting more than 4 hours in a hospital? What is it that is causing it? So there's so much of data, so much of thinking that is required to prove what is it that we need to fix. Last year, during Christmas, I think this was one of my director's agenda to do something quickly, produce something that we will give to the providers and will tell them, this is your data, you can see the problems yourself. We created a system whereby we collected the data on daily basis from all the hospitals in England, from the major A&E sites. And analyze the data using various tools and techniques like Tableau, Alteryx. Tableau we use for visualization purposes. We use providers' data, we did some analysis, and we gave it back to them on the same day. How quick is that? These are the kind of innovative pieces of work NHS Improvement is leading now, trying to really make improvements and trying to support the providers wherever we can. The aim is to make them more efficient, just to help them so that they help themselves.
What are the current challenges that you're facing in healthcare analytics?
For me, it's 11 years working just with NHS data now. I'm not going to just talk about the current challenges. I'm going to talk about it is always very challenging to work with healthcare data and then perform analytics. Data is the key. If you don't have the right data, you can't really make the right decision on the data. There are things like the timely nature of the data, when the data would be available. If the patient has gone to the hospital today, I don't want that data to be made available to me after 4 months. There's no point in doing that analysis when I want to fix the problems today. Timely nature of the data, whether the data is relevant. You can have a lot of data sets just on, let's say, any. But which is the relevant data? That's always the question. Is this the right data to perform this analysis? Another thing I would say is consistency. So if the data is not consistent, you can't really make decisions. I'm going to take an example here. Let's say the 12-13 inpatient data was in a certain structure. 13-14, we made some decision just to change it. When you look at the trend over time, it doesn't give you the value in the data. So it doesn't give you that consistency you're looking in your trend. I think those are the real challenges. These were the challenges from my analytical point of view. There are certain things like, as NHS Improvement are always trying to improve, things like getting the data out of the systems, that's always a challenge. So we have patient administration systems in hospitals, whereby the data is collected at first. Then the data has complete flow. It goes to various stages. By the time we get the data is quite processed. But if the data is not collected at the right level at the first point, it just follows the wrong flow.
The NHS currently relies on a lot of paper-based systems. Are you waiting for the day where we can actually have an electronic system in across every hospital in the UK so that data is collected in a consistent fashion, is anonymized to the point where it becomes available for analysis in a timely fashion for you? Is that your kind of utopia?
We work very closely with another arm-length body, NHS Digital, who is the main organization to make decisions based on how the data will be collected, how it should be collected, what is their digital strategy of collection. I would not like to expand that further, but as an organization, we have always tried to educate and promote providers to be using the digital systems in order to capture the data and get rid of the paperwork. Some of the innovative work we as an organization have done in the past is collecting the ANE data, daily data ourselves, which is via a web form. So they are not inputting data in massive spreadsheets. They've given an online login to a system where they can enter and tell how many were the attendances, how many patients were seen in 4 hours, what were the breaches, how many were delayed, and everything in that one system, which directly gets loaded into a central database. There are so many other work streams which we are leading, NHS Improvement is leading, in order to enable providers make less use of paperwork and other systems.
Obviously, you're collecting numerical data and you're doing the analysis on that, but you also wrote a blog recently about sentiment analysis, and that almost seems like qualitative analysis. And I'm just wondering, where is your work now going into more qualitative rather than quantitative analysis?
Very interesting question, because it was an opportunity, I would say, where we tried to explore what really is the value in analyzing something that is not a number. With this piece of work was Cultural and Leadership Survey. It's a program which is few arm-length bodies are doing, NHS Improvement, NHS England and CQC, to improve the cultural and leadership capability in providers. This collects a lot of surveys from SurveyMonkey. It has all the textual information against various questions you try to interpret whether the answer is a positive answer or a negative answer or it's nothing. In order to do that, we tried sentimental analysis using Alteryx. It was really a good piece of work. So we explored Alteryx at a very advanced level in this work. Towards the end, we were able to find out how many people in the trust have said positive about a question. They are positive about a question, or they are overall negative about something, or they are neutral. You have actually turned someone's feelings into analytics. How good is that? So you have an outcome rather than just a text. If I tell you it's positive or it's negative, but if I tell you the impact overall is positive, you really can make some decision out of it. So there is an area that is working in the trust, but then there is another area which needs improvement. I think that is where we can go and intervene and help the providers.
What's really exciting you in kind of the world of analytics at the moment?
Analytics is dynamic. That's the most exciting bit for me. It's ever-changing. You just are learning each and every day on it. Since I finished my computer science engineering degree 16 years ago, I was into data. I was really into data, database technologies, and something that I can further do with the data, which was to convert into information through a process, which was analytics. I think I am at that stage of my career now where I've seen all of it, and I really think that there is so much I can do by using some advanced techniques. We have been doing more of diagnostics and descriptive analysis. I think this is the right time to move into prescriptive and seeing if we do this, what will happen. That quite excites me because there's an opportunity to always learn and do something different which you have never tried. There are different perspectives of looking at the data. So you've only seen from one side, but you've not explored the other one. What is it? I think that's keep me going.
Where does Alteryx make a difference for you?
It makes a big difference in terms of saving time in the data preparation, in doing the initial activities. If you think about from an enterprise level, if you look at the data chain, a lot of time in any analyst's life goes in just making the data ready to a stage where you can use it to make some decision. So Alteryx really helps us saving all of that time in the data preparation activities and quickly making the data ready to a point where we can use it for the advanced analysis. Time saving is one of the key benefits for us, and obviously money saving. One thing I wrote about in the return on investment was, for us, it's a solution to every complex problem. We go to Alteryx. It is our go-to platform. We know that we have standard toolset. We know that we have Alteryx, we have Tableau, we have SAS. But we definitely know that if you have to do something quick, if you have to prove something to the business right now, you don't have to go anywhere else but go to Alteryx, and it will give you the answers to those problems.
You mentioned SAS and you mentioned Tableau. When would you use Tableau?
We mostly use Tableau for our data visualizations, and most of our products are based on Alteryx and Tableau. So the data preparation, the advanced analytics, statistical calculations all sit in Alteryx. We create the Tableau extracts in Alteryx and then pull the data in Tableau for visualization. I think they work very well together. I think that is one of the use cases I'm going to present tomorrow, how well these two platforms have helped us achieve what we wanted to achieve. Without Alteryx, I can definitely say that what we have achieved in just 1 year, the number of products we have developed, we would not be able to achieve otherwise.
You mentioned SAS as well. When do you use SAS?
SAS is, again, it is a statistical analysis software. We as an organization have not really been able to use it to an extent where we would like to use it. There may be various number of reasons here, because we find Alteryx too easy to use. So we'd rather just go to Alteryx and use it. We have a pricing team in our organization who are the main users of the SAS tool, because historically they were the only people in the organization who are using the tool. So there is a bit of work that as an organization we might have to do, as an analytical hub we might have to do, to increase the uses of that tool.
You've already got the data models built within SAS. You either have to make the decision, well, is SAS a better tool than Alteryx, and should we be moving more stuff into SAS? Or should we actually consider, can we take those models out of SAS and make the savings and put them into Alteryx?
I would not compare them to like replacement, because Alteryx offers a different variety of analytical macros that you can use and reuse, whereas SAS itself is historically just being used for specific purposes.
It's very statistical.
It is very, very statistical. Because I myself, I'm not a statistical person, I won't be able to tell what exactly it is helping our analyst with, especially in the pricing team, what Alteryx can't offer. Because we have also tested predictive analytics with Alteryx, that really works well. We have done spatial analytics, which you can't really do in any other tools. It is so easy to calculate the drive times from hospital to hospital, from hospital to GP practice, all sort of analysis, and then you can quickly produce map, and you can see the intensity from the drive times as well, who is closer, what you need to do. All that is just really days of work.
In terms of the A&E department, does that cover the spatial capabilities of Alteryx as well, in terms of things like ambulance times and stuff like that?
We have a project in pipeline that we are working on, where we will be actually using the drive times from Alteryx TomTom data, and then calculate how much the patients are traveling currently. And if we do this, if we make this intervention to support or save the money, what will happen? All that should be evidence-based, so we are trying to create some evidence-based analysis.
So does that mean that you will be able to use Alteryx to analyze and maybe say, well, actually, you've got an ambulance station here, we should move the ambulance station to a new location, because then you can calculate the journey times prescriptively from a different location and actually do scenario plan-based planning?
We call it service reconfiguration. So I would not specifically talk about ambulance example, but in general, you can apply the spatial analytics to any sort of this analysis. Wherever you have a postcode, you calculate the distance between two postcodes and just see what's the drive time between those postcodes. And based on that, you can identify how much are the patients traveling to this hospital. What will happen if, let's say, this site gets closed because of financial pressure? How much they have to travel next? It is very important that we have that evidence-based analysis before making these decisions.
So the NHS has the point, which is the antithesis of the American business model. And the American business model, looking every quarter, every quarter, every quarter. You have that a bit more now in the NHS, I think, with we've got to reporting, improve, improve. But if you're building a hospital, it's not, I've got to build a hospital for the next quarter. It's, I've got to build a hospital that's going to last 15 years. And I've got to look that 15 years in advance and do the analysis behind that. European corporates, traditionally Germans and Swiss, probably have done that long-term planning. But I think the NHS is probably one of the fewer organisations in the UK who's got more experience in probably doing that longer-term planning than most corporates do. It's that problem that other American companies has, where they just look very short term when comparing it to the Chinese companies who have a 10-year plan or a 5-year plan and actually don't necessarily worry by the quarter by quarter. They're thinking in the longer term piece.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we do, our senior managers, I think they spend a lot of time in doing long term planning.
Which is good. And I think it's good for corporates sometimes to do.
Thank you very much.